The man credited with turning the Olympics into a multi-billion-dollar enterprise is back in the Olympic business. Peter Ueberroth was named chairman of the United States Olympic Committee today. Ueberroth led the group that organized the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. He went on to become baseball commissioner, or the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and later headed an effort to rebuild Los Angeles after the 1992 riots. Now, 20 years later, he steps in to help the U.S. Olympic Committee respond to a series of scandals. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
It's the Olympic equivalent of the Second Coming. At least that's what it seems like in the U.S. Olympic world today, where the Games' faithful are in crisis and where Peter Ueberroth is cast as a savior. Listen to David D'Alessandro, CEO of John Hancock Financial Services, which has spent more than $100 million sponsoring the Olympics.
They needed quintuple bypass surgery. And in the past, when they've needed such bypass surgery, which has been many times, they've gone off and found themselves somebody who makes sausage for a living or is a car mechanic. Now they've gone off and found a heart specialist who actually has done this kind of surgery before.
Ueberroth is returning to the Olympic Operating Theater 2 decades after staging the Los Angeles Games. There, he turned a struggling sports enterprise into a multi-billion-dollar corporate brand. His new task is to help the U.S. Olympic Committee recover from the Salt Lake Olympic bidding scandal, an internal ethics and leadership crisis, and an ongoing battle against performance-enhancing drugs. Ueberroth addressed a news conference today at U.S. Olympic headquarters in Colorado Springs.
Things don't ever stay the same. They either progress or retrogress. I think there's been some retrogression and there's been some progress. And so we'll just try and enhance that movement so that the United States Olympic Committee is respected around the world and respected amongst the IOC members.
That's a reference to the voting members of the International Olympic Committee who will decide next year whether to stage the 2012 Summer Games in New York. Ueberroth is key to restoring confidence in any U.S. Olympic effort, says John McAloon, a University of Chicago anthropologist who studies the Olympics.
These days, he has no patience for anything but serious reform. And he's the only American, I think, with the international cachet in the Olympic world to convince people that the USOC is finally serious about reform.
Ueberroth should also appeal to corporate sponsors who've watched in dismay as the leadership and ethics crises at the USOC dominated Olympic headlines. Paul Swangard directs the Warsaw Sports Marketing Program at the University of Oregon.
What they're looking for is sort of a return to someone who also understands that the only reason that a corporate sponsor is investing in the Olympic movement is because of the equities that are inherent in that Olympic movement, and much of what's been reported in the last several years around the USOC has been at the expense of that equity.
At the news conference today, Ueberroth said little about how he'll proceed, except to work with a restructured and much smaller Olympic Committee board. He'll have to mediate among dozens of sports federations seeking funding, and he'll have to address a stubborn doping scandal. When asked today why he took the unpaid volunteer position, Ueberroth simply said his wife approved. Howard Berkus, NPR News.